Back in 4 weeks, 6 weeks.
I hope the packages are cheap, inshallah.
And inshallah, then you can give me back the motor vehicle. What are you going to do? Can you change his mags and respray paint the car and redo this and take the seats out and put other seats and everything? Can you do that? Why can't you do it? Why? Because it's an amana. It is somebody's amana. He only told you warm it, warm up the car. What you can do is you either warm up the car every day or you open his bonnet and clip off the batteries so you don't even have to do that, so that the battery doesn't get flat also. The same applies to a house. Or let me speak about the car. But if it was your own car, are you allowed to change the tires? You can, because it's your discretion. Are you allowed to change the seats and to change the color and to change this and that? You're allowed because it's yours. You own it, basically. But someone else's, you can't. You must follow what they have said. Otherwise, it will be known as khiyana in the amana. For example, when they go and they give you the key of the house, can you rent it as a hotel now? When they come back, you made as much money as it costed them to go for Hajj. Can you do that? You can't. Because it's not your house. They just gave you to keep the key, maybe to take a turn there to make sure that the robbers haven't overtaken the home and so on. We know what is meant when I come and give you my key. We do it. All of us do it. Give you my key and say, "Bhai, that's my house keys." That means it shows that you're very close also, because you've given them an amana. But can you now destroy one wall, put his kitchen somewhere else, take the shower out and put it that side there and do this? When he comes back from Hajj, he says, "Arey, what happened to my house?" You can't do that because it's an amana. But if it was your own house, can you decide where the shower is going to be? You can, because it's your house. Wallahi, our children are not property of ours. Our children are just an amana. Allah gives them to us in the same way and tells us, keep them for a little while. I'm going to take them back either in your life or after your life. But I want you to look after it, and I'm going to get it back soon. That's it. So you can't change the child in a way that suits you, but in a way that Allah has asked you to do it. Do we see the example? That is the role of a parent, is to fulfill the amana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the role. The reason why I gave these two examples is to bring it closer to our heads, to say we understand it when a human gives us an amana. Why don't we understand when Allah gives us an amana? For that reason, my dear parents who are seated here, if Allah has taken your child away at an early age, it was like someone who came back from Hajj and asked for their house. It was Allah who gave you an amana and said, "Now I'm taking it back." All you've got to ask yourself, in the interim, how did I look after this child? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. So that is an important point. We as parents, and those who are parents, treat your children as an amana. And those who are children, remember, your parents will instruct you instructions that are at times very bitter to follow, but they may only be doing that because of the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I were to tell you sleep, you don't have to read Fajr. It's easy. But if I tell you get up, it's more difficult, it's bitter, but that is where your success lies. That is where your success lies. I used to tell the children at madrasa, when I used to teach in the maktab a few years ago, and I used to say, you know, say at 5 o'clock in the morning you find a snake under your bed, what will you do? They say, "We'll scream and we'll shoot and we'll get out." Immediately, you shot out of your bed. So, if we still are sleeping at the time, isn't it that there might just be a snake in Jahannam waiting for us? May Allah save us. So it's the same snake, but you can't see it. That's why you're not waking up. But there's a snake under there. Get up, move, bolt. As though there is some, if a human being who's a thug comes to you at 3 in the morning, wallahi, you will shoot out of your bed, straight out. These are not thugs. This is the hukam of Allah to get up for salatul fajr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us paband with salatul fajr. Very important. So our children are an amana, and the children, we must understand that our parents have a duty. Let us help them to fulfill the duty. Now let me move to one of the last points I want to mention. If I have a glass and I fill water in it, when I drink, what's going in? Water. Can I suddenly be having juice going in and I filled water? This is a very important point. When I have a glass and I put milk in it and then I pour it out, what's going to come out of the glass? Milk.